Call forth divine order. Call forth divine order. Do you call forth divine order every time you have a challenge in your life? Do you call forth divine order every time something comes up that disturbs you, distresses you, or that asks you about what's going on? Well, it happens to most people. But if you just call forth divine order, make that a habit, make that a program for yourself, then you're doing very well. Then you're setting everything in a perfect manner. Now, what is divine order? Divine order is when all is in perfect order, when all is perfect functioning, doing its ideal program, its ideal task, its ideal expectation. Now, what is a divine marriage? A divine marriage is where two people are living together, respecting one another, enjoying each other's company, supporting each other on their dreams and their goals, and uniquely, wonderfully, and just plain being happy together. Now, that's a divine marriage, wouldn't you say? That'd be wonderful. Now, if you're going to say the divine marriage is that he makes enough money and she takes care of the house, and see that the minute you start doing that, you're putting out directives which are not understandable, because you think a divine marriage is where she does everything right, and you think that he does everything right. And what is that? What is your consideration of what is everything right? If you think that everything right is doing what you think it should be, well, that's okay. That's perfectly okay. And don't forget it. That's just okay. But is that what you really mean? Do you want somebody who has no imagination, no way of doing things themselves, that they do it just according to your idea or your ideals? And that's okay. But have you sat down together and decided what would make the ideal marriage? Have you sat down and decided what would make the ideal relationship? And the answer is N-O. You have never talked to each other about, what would you like to do in your life, sweetheart? What would you like to do in your life, sweetheart? Hey, there's two sides of this, her too. What do you want to do in your life? Well, I want you to be a housewife and raise children. No, you don't. You have dreams, you have desires, you have goals, and they can be part with our house, maintaining the house and raising children. That's all part of it too, but is there a place for that? Have I made room in my love for you to allow you to be who you are? Maybe you'd rather take care of the children, and I, the wife, will go out and get a job and handle it. How does that hit you? Well, I don't know if I can allow my man issue to handle that. Well, let's talk about it. And you see, only through talking about it, once, twice, 100 times, do you allow yourself to come to conclusions that you never dreamed you'd come to before. But then you're going to call forth divine order. And what is divine order in your life, in your married life? What is divine order in your business life? What is divine order in your family life? What is divine order in all areas of your being? Well, sometimes you'll find out it's quite different for a lot of people. A lot of people encourage their children to be brilliant, and a lot of people discourage their children to be brilliant, and they say, now, who do you think you are? Do you think you know it all? You think you know more than I do? Do you think you're so smart? And that's a good way to turn being smart off. And, of course, why are you doing that? You're doing that because you have no belief in yourself. You don't understand who you are. And that's a shame. But talk about it with yourself. Talk about it with your spouse. Talk about it with your boss. Talk about it with your world. And talk about it with yourself. What is divine order? How can I call forth divine order if I don't know what it is? Do I include details? Well, if you are on the fledgling aspect of calling forth divine order, you are, as a person, as a farmer, or as a person, planting seeds. Now, that seed doesn't show you what the divine order of that plant's going to be. But in that seed is the divine order of the plant. In that seed is what the plant is going to be. In that seed is what the plant already is. It just reveals itself, unfolds itself, lets go of itself, and is itself, and it's wonderful. But do I include details in it? No. I know that if I want that seed to grow, I've got to nourish it, and I've got to break up the soil, and give it opportunity to put its roots out. Hey, no, I don't. How many seeds have you seen growing up out of rocks, out of concrete, out of a roadway, right in the middle of the road, traffic all around, a little seed coming up there? Didn't that seed know any better? Didn't that seed's divine wisdom teach it that it shouldn't do that? Well, it didn't matter. That seed wanted to grow, and that had divine order in it. Nobody included in that seed the details. Nobody tells little children how they're going to be. Just have fun, be yourself, have fun. Oh, that's so, they could get in trouble doing that. No, you never get in trouble having fun and being yourself. Because are you trying to tell me that your real self is not absolutely wonderful? Your real self is not absolutely perfect. Your real self is not something that is absolutely magnificent. Well, then, if you are saying that, then you got a problem. Can your real self be revealed? Can divine order be revealed? Yes. It can be revealed even if it has no subject. It doesn't make any difference. When divine order in you is ready to come forth, it comes forth. And you just let it come forth. Now, we have said with our tongue in our cheek and our head bent down and doubt in the heart, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. We've said that. But do we believe that? We certainly do not believe that. If you have a problem, do you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer? Then the answer would be revealed to you 100% right now. Not waiting for some repairman to come along and guide you or some other individual to open up your heart to what it is. You would know. But you don't really care. You don't really care because you haven't sat down quietly by yourself and said, I know that I know that I know. Divine in me knows the answer. Or you're facing the problem. You're looking at it right in the eye. And you're saying, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer to do this. It's not something hidden from me or a secret from me or something that I cannot get. I can have it revealed to me even if I don't know the subject. I say, all is in divine order. Now that means everywhere in my life, everything is divine order. All is peaceful. All is harmony. All is joy. I say, there is peace on earth and it began with me. How do you make peace on earth? How do you have it begin with you? You stop thinking war thoughts. You start thinking harmful thoughts. You start thinking thoughts that are contrary to peace. And the moment we start thinking peace in all areas of our life, the moment we take an axe and chop up our television, then we are on the road to doing peace in earth. But to chop up your television, aren't there some good things to watch on television? Sure. But if you're going to keep watching the bad things, how can you watch the good things? How can the good way be revealed? I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. Call forth the divine order now. Call forth the divine order. Call forth the divine order. And you don't need to include details because you don't really know the details. If you go to the bank and you say, I want $100. How silly. Okay. I got my account. And so the banker goes there in the drawer, picks up a packet of $100 and gives them to you. Now you thought, and maybe another banker would give you a $1 with a $100 bill or something like that. Isn't that just most interesting? It's just the way it goes. So can't call forth divine order in every way. You don't need to know how. You don't need to know what it does. You don't need to know anything about it. Just call it forth and have it be what you want it to be, because it is yours right now. and know that as you call it forth, you experience all the details perfectly, wonderfully, ideally for you right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.